Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate Sir Malcolm Campbell. We've got some virtuous songs, we'll have some delicious songs, and some foul songs. That's F-O-W-L. To get us started, I came across some quotations recently about patience. English poet John Dryden said, "Beware the fury of a patient man." U.S. colonist Thomas Morton wrote, "There is a point when patience ceases to be a virtue." And former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said, "I'm extraordinarily patient, provided I get my own way in the end." So here are some songs about waiting patiently, beginning with Phil Baxter's orchestra. Thank you.
waiting for? What are you waiting for, Mary? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about, Mary? The bees are buzzing, they're buzzing right in my ear. And they keep on asking, hey, what's the big idea? Think of the moon above, doesn't it speak of love, Mary? Why do you lead me on? Why do you be so contrary? You wouldn't let my castles come tumbling down. Think of the things in store. What are you waiting for, Mary?
Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, including Bix Beiderbecke and the Dorsey Brothers, and a Walter Donaldson song arranged by Matty Melnick, What Are You Waiting For, Mary?, from November 25th, 1927. And we started off the show being Rapidly Rotating Records, with Phil Baxter's orchestra and Phil's composition, Waiting, recorded in St. Louis on October 24th, 1925. Phil Baxter was born on September 5, 1896, in Rural Shade, Texas. His band was based in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and played venues including the DeSoto Springs Japanese Ballroom and Garden, the Como Hotel, and the Jack-O-Lantern Nightclub, as well as broadcasting over KTHS. In late 1926, the band's base moved to Kansas City, where it was booked into the El Torreon Ballroom. But Phil Baxter is best remembered for his compositions I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, Harmonica Harry, Piccolo Pete, and When Goofy Goopy Goes Goofy on His Goofus Horn. Phil Baxter retired from music in the late 1930s and settled in Dallas, where he died on November 21, 1972. Wait no longer, here are a couple more songs about waiting.
Boy, I know I'm slated, so be congratulated. Oh gee, I'm glad I waited for you. Mm-hmm.
The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, Jess Stacy piano, Gene Krupa on drums, and Israel Crosby on bass, recording in Chicago on November 16, 1935. Pianist Jess Stacy was born on August 11, 1904 in Birds Point, Missouri. He started playing piano at age 12, and at age 20 got his first professional job in a band on a riverboat at $35 a week plus room and board. He wound up in Chicago in the mid-1920s and played with a number of bands, including that of Paul Mares. From 1935 to 1939, he was a member of Benny Goodman's orchestra and played at the 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. He was with Bob Crosby until 1942 and then returned to the Goodman Band for a couple of years. Jess Stacy died in Los Angeles on New Year's Day, 1995. And before Jess Stacy, we heard Ray Noble and his New Mayfair Orchestra and one of six sides they recorded on February 19, 1931. The vocal was by, of course, Al Boley. That was I'm Glad I Waited. Some songs about patience on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. And if you wait patiently, we'll be back right after this. Last week, on September 3rd in 1935, Sir Malcolm Campbell became the first person to drive an automobile over 300 miles an hour. Campbell drove on the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah at a speed of 304.331 miles per hour. His car was called the Bluebird Special, so in commemoration of Sir Malcolm's speed record in the Bluebird Special, here are some songs about bluebirds, starting off with the Broadway Bellhops. Thank you.
the blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just want to sing. Hello, bluebird. Blue sky, sunshine, friends that are real. Old folks, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello.
Jelly Roll Morton and the New York iteration of his Red Hot Peppers, as opposed to the earlier Chicago version of the band, and I'm Looking for a Little Bluebird from March 5th, 1930. And before Jelly Roll Morton, it was the Broadway Bellhops under the musical direction of Sam Lannon, Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, and Jimmy Flynn taking the vocal on Hello, Bluebird from October 8th, 1926. Continuing our tribute to Sir Malcolm Campbell and his Bluebird special, here are the National Cavaliers.
Blackbirds, fly away. The night's all right, the day's all right, the world's all right, and I'm all right. I'm going to be happy, I know. This morning I looked at the sky and heard the blackbird say goodbye, and heard the bluebird say hello. Listen, can't you hear them singing above? They just learned that I've been lucky in love, in love. Only long, sing a song, because nothing's wrong, my blackbirds are bluebirds now. Doo-doo-doo-doo, bad luck's gone on his way, good luck had to come back to stay, my blackbirds are bluebirds now.
Roll a little whippoorwill, roll a pretty afternoon,
told the preacher on the hill, wedding Sunday, honeymoon Monday, yes sirree, life's worthwhile. Look at me with a great big smile, my blackbirds are bluebirds. Now my blackbirds are bluebirds, are bluebirds now.
This morning, folks, it came due, I gave my lantern and I owe you. My blackbirds are bluebirds now. The grocer's bill I cannot pay, I've been starving since yesterday. My blackbirds are bluebirds, are bluebirds now.
And I haven't got a single cent, all my clothes I have to rent. I'm so broke, I'm really bent, still I'm so wealthy, cause I'm healthy.
I don't care, I don't cry, let my enemies die, die, die.
My blackbirds are bluebirds now. How happy we'll be.
Used to be blue, walking around with nothing to do, watching and waiting all the day through for someone I could love. Out of a clear sky, bright as the sun, there came a sunbeam second to none. I looked and knew that that was the one for me to love.
Everything turned out so good. Any wonder I'm knocking on wood? No circles. I'm as happy as a lark. No more sitting in the park. No more hiding in the dark. First father, mother, sister and brother all said yes. We said yes. Yes, I guess means happiness. My blackbirds are bluebirds now. My blackbirds all are bluebirds now.
My doorstep, a look at my doorstep, a look at the bluebirds, a look at the blackbirds, a look at the good luck, a look at the bad luck, a look at the good luck and the bad luck fair. Never saw bluebirds mingle with blackbirds, and never saw bluebirds doing these backwards, and never knew good luck ever could perch with care. Now I overheard those birdies talking today, and I know just why they're acting this way.
Now first the bluebird said, we've got to have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbirds said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring rain, and then the bluebirds all agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Trouble, trouble round my door. Blackbirds, blackbirds by the score. Bluebirds, bluebirds came one day and said to the blackbirds, here are say.
First up,
bluebird said, we gotta have sunny weather. So the bluebird said, the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the
And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring the rain. And all the bluebirds then agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever.
You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together to get fair weather. And that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got to
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the Rhythm Boys in 1929, and so the Blackbirds and the Bluebirds got together. Bing Crosby was attending Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington, majoring in law in 1920. He bought a drum set and got good enough to be invited to join a local band called the Musical Aiders, managed by Al Rinker. He decided to drop out of college in his senior year and concentrate on a career in music. In 1925, when several of its members left for college, the Musical Aiders broke up, so Al and Bing decided to travel to Los Angeles, where Al's sister, Mildred Bailey, was a successful vocalist. Mildred got them into the Morrissey Music Hall Review, where they were billed as two boys and a piano. In December of 1926, Paul Whiteman was at the Metropolitan Theater in Los Angeles and saw them perform. He returned the following night and offered them a contract. Their first job with Whiteman was at the Tivoli Theater in Chicago. They were not as well received in New York as they had been in Chicago, and Whiteman added the seasoned professional and accomplished piano player Harry Barris in April 1927, and the Rhythm Boys were born and became Whiteman's primary vocalists. And before the Rhythm Boys, it was the National Cavaliers, Leo O'Rourke, Robert Stevens, John Siegel, and Daryl Woodyard, accompanied by David Butolf on piano and My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, written by Cliff Friend and Irving Caesar, from 1928. Some songs to commemorate Sir Malcolm Campbell's 1935 automobile speed record in the Bluebird Special on Rapidly Rotating Records, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a request or a comment about the show? I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email or play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Stay tuned because we'll be back with some delicious songs when we return right after this. This past week, on September 4th, way back in 1885, the first self-service cafeteria in the U.S. opened in New York City. It was called the Exchange Buffet. So here to commemorate the Exchange Buffet is a veritable smorgasbord of delicious songs, starting off with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians.
That's all. Long as I'm yours, long as you're mine, long as there's love and a moon to shine. I say the spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all. There must be rain to pitter-patter. Things don't come on a silver platter. What does it matter, long as there's you, long as there's me, long as the best things in life are free. I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all.
Felix Arndt and a solo piano rendition of his composition From Soup to Nuts. Felix Arndt was born May 20, 1899 in New York City. Early on, he wrote material for vaudeville stars Bays and Norworth and for Gus Edwards. For several years, he made piano rolls for Duo Art and QRS. His biggest hit was Nola, which he wrote in 1916 as an engagement piece for his fiancée, Nola Locke. And we started off our musical buffet with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians and I Say It's Spinach from February 28, 1932. The vocal refrain was by Nelson Keller, Stuart Churchill, and Claire Hanlon. And we heard a bit there at the end from Polly McClintock, an original and lifelong Pennsylvanian. Fred Waring was born in Tyrone, Pennsylvania on June 6, 1900. His younger brother Tom had a duo with drummer Polly McClintock. In 1917, Fred joined the duo along with Freddie Buck. By 1922, the group had grown into a 10-piece band and Fred had assumed leadership, and they were playing Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. They began recording in October of 1923 and continued until November 1932. I Say It's Spinach is from the show Face the Music, with the play by Moss Hart and music and lyrics by Irving Berlin. It opened February 17, 1932 at the New Amsterdam Theater following a tryout engagement in Philadelphia. It starred Mary Boland as Mrs. Meshbesher, J. Harold Murray as Pat Mason, Catherine Carrington as Kit Baker, Andrew Toombs as Hal Reisman, and Hugh O'Connell as Mr. Meshbesher. The show ran for 165 performances, and following a brief tour, had a return engagement for the month of January 1933. Face the Music dealt with the scandal-plagued administration of New York Mayor Jimmy Walker and was based on the investigations that Judge Samuel Seabury had begun in 1931 into the sea of corruption surrounding the city. Continuing our salute to the Exchange Buffet, here is Trombone Red and his Blue Six.
So fine, it came from Caroline, about to make my heart ache, about to make my stomach take, about to make me hesitate. See it coming on a plate. What makes me feel so happy to know my dear old Pappy used to hate this good old cake, but he served it on a greasy plate. Now my father was some waiting fool, and he learned it by the rules. Says all I need, some good old pudding, a nice brown steak, and I'm not kidding. Chop your onions up mighty fine, let you place them on your plate with your tenderloin. Fry two eggs, if that won't do, try some celery and some garlic too. If you leave that, you will run and wrong. Supper with the greasy place, Tom, counting you. Supper with the greasy place, Tom. Thank you.
Now swing your partners, yell booba booba. Pause the six jazzy jumpin' jacks, play Pasta Fazula. Good to eat pasta fazula, that's a never can be beat. First an impasta for an appetizer fine, and then you must have Italian wine. Pasta fazula, make a weaker man a strong. Pasta fazula, make you live a very long. And if you wanna have a great big chest, push the buttons off your vest. Why don't be a fool, eat pasta fazula.
I don't know if they served pasta fazula at the Exchange Buffet, but that was Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks serving up pasta fazula on September 13, 1927. That record will have its 74th birthday shortly. Pasta Fazula was written by vaudevillians Gus Van and Joe Skenk, along with two other fellows named Clark and Sabini. Joe Skenk's name is spelled as if it would be pronounced Schenk, but I have it on good authority that it's actually Skenk. The six jumping jacks could actually be anywhere from 6 to 9 jumping jacks, between Harry Reaser on banjo and guitar, Earl Oliver and Tommy Gott on trumpets, Sammy Lewis on trombone, Reedman Larry Abbott and Norman York, Bill Wurgis on piano, Jimmy Johnston on bass sax, and of course Tommy Stax on drums and vocal. And before the Jumping Jacks, it was Robert Freeman, better known as Trombone Red and his Blue Six, and his own composition, Greasy Plate Stomp, from June 18, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be back with some Fowl songs, that's F-O-W-L, right after this. September 9, 1890 was the birthday of Harlan Sanders. That's Colonel Harlan Sanders. His father died when Harlan was 6 years old. His mother went to work to support the family, and Harlan took care of his younger brother and sister, as well as doing the cooking. His mother remarried when Harlan was 12, and he had a series of jobs, ending up at age 40 operating a gas station in Corbin, Kentucky. Using recipes he had learned as a child, he prepared meals for hungry travelers and served them from his living quarters at the gas station. The food became so popular that he opened a restaurant, and over the following 10 years he developed his blend of herbs and spices for his fried chicken. His rank of colonel was honorary and was bestowed in 1935 for his contributions to Kentucky cuisine. In 1939, his restaurant was listed in Duncan Hines' book, Adventures in Good Eating. In 1955, at age 65, he began franchising his recipe, and by 1964, there were more than 600 Colonel Sanders franchises in the U.S. and Canada. He sold his interest in the company for $2 million, but remained its spokesperson until his death in 1980. So in honor of Colonel Harlan Sanders, here are some songs about, you guessed it, chickens, starting off with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks once again.
Then shouts down to a hen, "Oh, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken, I want one for my tea. Oh, I haven't had an egg since Easter, and now it's 3:30. So, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me." Thank you.
Frankie Reynolds and his orchestra and Chicken on the Apple from August 4th, 1937. I have no idea what Chicken on the Apple means. Before that, it was the Triangle Harmony Boys and Chicken Supper Strut. The Triangle Harmony Boys was a black band which played in and around Montgomery, Alabama. Chicken Supper Strut was recorded by Jeanette in Birmingham, Alabama, in a makeshift studio set up on the third floor of the Star Piano Company's store on August 22, 1927. And we started off our tribute to Colonel Sanders with the Six Jumping Jacks and Chick 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 Chick. No, it's only four chicks. Chick 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 Chicken from April 13th, 1926. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to click in or tune in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you with your comments about the show and or your requests. You can send them by email to Glenn at Rapidly Rotating Records, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention.